Dr. Jonathan from the Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Community Health Service is bringing you the latest COVID-19 updates.
What's up, Doc?
Triple A Murray Country. Good morning, Dr. Jonathan. How are you?
Morning, Terry. Morning, Jarrell.
Hey,
I'm good.
Dr. J, how are you? Good to hear from you, mate.
Thank you. Yep, good to be with you.
Finally. What's been happening over the last few weeks?
Yeah, so probably people have seen that the case numbers are going up across most of the states in Australia. And in Queensland, we've had this variant of Omicron kind of take over, really. I think we're expecting within the next few weeks for it to be the main strain. So that's the kind of BA2 variant, which the main things are that it's more infectious, probably maybe 15-20% more infectious, but still seems to cause the same level of disease. Vaccines don't seem to be working, and the other therapies. So that's probably driven those increase in infections, but also obviously restrictions relaxing a bit as well, and the face masks and movements happening more.
You don't think that they'll just snap back into restrictions again, like this was to be expected?
Mm. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think things are jumping up fast enough for them to do that. I think we'll see, you know, kind of a peak over the next few weeks and settle back down again. I guess if things kind of are unexpectedly keep going up, and hospitalisations are going up, that hasn't sort of happened too much yet. So, but I don't think that'll happen with seeing sort of what the case numbers are doing, which is good, I guess, to hear.
Vaccinations in New Zealand, mate, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a mandate that they could just be wiping them. Is that something that Australia is looking at?
Yeah, and I think this is the states in Australia so are the ones really controlling most of the mandates around vaccination, apart from things like aged care, but even that's sort of still done at the state level. So, yeah, I think each of the states are looking at some of those mandates I've been reading. I haven't really heard too much in the way of whispers in Queensland. I certainly know just recently they've added the need for a booster if you work in aged care or you know, if you're kind of staff visiting aged care facilities, which they hadn't had. And that's that up-to-date kind of classification of COVID vaccinations. So, yeah, I think, and I probably think that to be reasonable really now to start to have a look at the need to have people who are vaccinated only going to restaurants and that kind of thing. And I don't know if you've been out and about, there's not a lot of checking going on anyway with the app anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the vaccination rates, everyone's had a chance to get vaccinated. They're up pretty high in terms of second doses. I think boosters is really where...
You there?
To take it backwards and pick some areas.
Mate, all the important stuff out of the way.
Oh, no, here we go.
I do have a question.
We've thought that maybe since we're cutting back and eventually we'll get less and less COVID stuff, we thought that we'd just keep you on and ask you just health questions. Jarrell's got one for you.
Well, this is
apparently
not a health question. This might
this
be...
Is.
Well, it is, but it also might be a bit of a wives' tale. I mean, when you have your Q-tips, putting them too far in, is that really bad? You know, like when you cough? Like, it's a question that I've never actually asked a doctor before.
Are we talking cleaning your ears?
Yeah, so if you're cleaning your ears, if you're sticking it in too far and you start coughing, is that too much?
Yeah, for sure.
And then do you have to go and take a rapid test because you coughed?
Yeah, that's right. You're probably tickling your tympanic membrane, your eardrum, which, you know, you're really... That's really a long way in. Look, I think Q-tips, and we have this argument even in my own family, but I have had to retrieve Q-tips that break off, you know, in ears. And for kids, that's not an easy thing to do. Even in adults, your ear is a pretty sensitive area. So I think, you know, maybe use them to clean the very outside of the ear. I really don't like the idea of them going inside the ear canal. There's probably using a sort of rolled up tissue, we call it a tissue spear.
Yep.
Then you can't really do any real damage. But obviously, it doesn't work quite as well as the old Q-tip. But using wax, you know, a wax softening drop, and those things can be good. And if you really get stuck, then going and seeing your GP and seeing what else you can do for it.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.